When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. It's a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Lost Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You know what nobody tells you about custody battles? Sometimes the biggest red flag isn't what happens in the courtroom. It's what happens when nobody is watching. Right now, as we speak, there is a manhunt happening in Washington State for a guy named Travis Decker, ex-Army Ranger, combat veteran, father of three. All I need to tell you about this story is that he was dad. And the girls aren't here anymore. This is a story that you need to hear because it shows exactly how our system protects the wrong people. My name's Tony Bruschi. Be sure to give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube if that's where you're watching us. If you're listening to the podcast, please press subscribe, but also do check us out on YouTube so you can comment on this case. Picture this scene from June 10th, a helicopter circling above Kolchak Lake. Searching dogs are going crazy, and some hiker just spotted a lone man who bolted the second he saw the chopper. That man is allegedly Travis Decker, and he's been on the run for 12 days after doing the unthinkable. Murdering his three daughters. Peyton was 9, Evelyn was 8, Olivia was 5. He suffocated them with plastic bags, zip-tied their wrists, and left their bodies near his truck at a remote campground. Same campground he'd scouted the day before, according to his cell phone data. Here's where this gets infuriating. This didn't come out of nowhere. Whitney Decker, the girl's mom, had been waving red flags like she was directing planes on a tarmac. She was told, or she rather told the court, her ex was living in his truck, taking the kids to sleep at the National Guard Armory, where, quote, dozens of other men were present. She reported he was paranoid, isolated, struggling with untreated PTSD and borderline personality disorder. One of her daughters was found passed out with a bathrobe tied around her neck at his mother's house. Didn't even tell Whitney about it. So what does Judge Robert Jordan, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, in case you're trying to spell it when you're Googling it, Judge Robert, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, Robert Jordan, do in September of 2024? He modifies the custody agreement, but still gives Travis unsupervised visitation because Judge Robert Jordan is really smart. Robert, J-O-U-R-D-A-N, in case you want to Google and look him up, and I don't know, communicate. He modified the custody arrangement, but still gives Travis unsupervised visitation. No overnight, sure, but he gets the kids every weekend and Friday nights, all day Saturday, and most of Sunday, because that makes a lot of sense with a guy suffering from PTSD, borderline personality disorder, and all sorts of other ailments that make it difficult for him to function as a human being. Let's put three little girls in his custody. Good idea, right, Robert Jordan? But he ordered psychiatric evaluations and mental health counseling. So that must solve the problem, right? Well, Travis refused to sign the court orders. Never shows up for the evaluations. Skips the counseling. And guess what happens? Absolutely nothing. Judge Robert Jordan does it. Keeps getting his daughters every weekend like clockwork. Because we don't enforce our rules in this system. We just wait till the children die at the hands of the borderline. 4 days before he kills them, Travis is Googling how to relocate to Canada. This is a trained Army Ranger who's already lived off-grid for months at a time. He knows exactly what he's doing. May 13th rolls around. He picks up the girls from their court-ordered visit, and Whitney notices something is off. He's quieter than usual, she says. She'd never seen him like that before. And that's the last time she sees her babies alive. Robert Jordan. Just so you know, Robert Jordan, that's what happened because of your idiotic ruling, Robert Jordan. When the girls don't come back, Wenatchee police try to issue an Amber Alert twice, both times. Washington State Patrol says no. Why? Because Travis has custodial rights and no documented history of violence towards children. I'm sorry, but since when does a combat-trained veteran with untreated mental illness who's living in his truck and refusing court-ordered treatment not qualify as a potential threat, Washington State troopers? Apparently need to wait until after he kills someone to check that box. Q Brooks and Dunn, only in America. Instead, they issue an endangered missing persons alert, which is basically the store-branded version of an Amber Alert, which doesn't really do anything. No cell phone notifications, no highway signs light up, just general, hey, keep an eye out. Message that most people will never, ever see. Meanwhile, Travis has already driven his daughters to Rock Island Campground and allegedly murdered them. By the time search teams find their bodies on June 2nd, he's vanished into hundreds of square miles of wilderness that he knows how to navigate better than most people know their own neighborhoods. The federal government takes over the search because they've already done so well on June 8th because local resources are tapped out. We're talking the FBI, U.S. Marshals, Border Patrol, National Guard helicopters authorized by the governor himself. Just think if we would have had paid attention before this stuff happened. If somebody had only said something. Oh, wait, they did. And absolutely nothing happened. Is our system working so good again? A place where we need to spend money to improve it for the well-being of our own children. But no. We got other stuff we got to work on here in the good old U.S. of A. $20,000 reward for finding him is on the table. SWAT teams from multiple counties, and this guy is still out there. Probably headed north towards Canada based on those helpful search terms he left in his browser history. What kills me about this whole thing, and I mean that figuratively, unlike some people in this story, is how many chances the system had to prevent this. The VA system that was supposed to help with his PTSD, underfunded and overbooked. He would have been waitlisted and redirected. Central Washington Veterans Counseling is facing shutdown within 6 months because of budget cuts. Here's a guy actively seeking help for his combat trauma, and there's nowhere for him to go. The family court system, even worse. They see a mother trying to protect her kids from a father who's clearly spiraling. And their response is to make sure he still gets his weekends. No mechanism to enforce those psychiatric evaluations that they ordered. No consequences when he just refuses treatment. Just a collective shrug and, well, he has parental rights. Those rights apparently trump the rights of three little girls. To, you know, stay alive. Whitney's attorney, Ariana Cozart, said something that should haunt everyone involved in this case. The inadequacies in the services for our veterans killed those children. And that's very true. She's not wrong. But it wasn't just veteran services. It was the judge who thought unsupervised visits were fine. It was the Amber Alert system with its checklist mentality. It was every single safeguard that chose to err on the side of parental access for a mentally ill person with a personality disorder. It's prioritizing that over the safety of the kids, making sure dad feels good about his crazy self. Versus these kids not being put into extreme danger. I hear the word borderline personality and I run the opposite direction. And you should too. And if you don't know why, learn about it. Trust me, it'll do you some good. There's a lot of them out there. And once you understand that sort of pattern with some of these folks, it makes the world a little different place. You start to see things a little differently. Start to identify things a little differently. And you start to see patterns and behaviors that others don't see. But when you see it, you can know to avoid it even more than those that may not. And she certainly saw it. It was diagnosed in this guy. And even then, you have the diagnosis. The clinician saw it, saw the patterns of behavior. Saw how he was presenting, and they said, you got this, dude. But then our court system doesn't understand shit half the time, said, oh, he's dad of the week. Let him have the kids. What could possibly go wrong? And if mom had stood up, if mom had said, you're not taking my babies, he could have called the police, he could have showed up, and he could have come back with a court order and said, see, it's my visitation time. And she'd have to try and argue with them that he did not get the court-mandated counseling that he was ordered to get, and the police are no wiser. They're just out on a call, and they're likely going to say, well, this order here says, ma'am, that he gets to have time with them. So he'd win anyway. You're ordered to get counseling, but we're not going to do anything to make sure you get it. And when you don't, you can still have the kids. We're just going to put it on paper. It's like those restraining orders that keep killers from killing the people that are trying to keep them away from them. They work so well, this magical little piece of copy paper here. This isn't some isolated tragedy either. There's a pattern here that repeats across the country. Parents show signs of mental health crisis as other parents raise concerns. Court maintains access because we've decided that biological connection matters more than actual safety. Expert Marley McLean calls it epidemic numbers of children murdered in custody disputes. There's even proposed legislation called Caden's Law that would require judges to get training on domestic violence and risk assessment. You'd think that would be common sense, but apparently not when you're dealing with life and death and people's custody and their safety, that these judges have, the slightest understanding of these principles, considering that's the main thing you're dealing with. Washington House Bill 2010 would bring those protections to the state, but surprise, surprise, it stalled in committee. Because why rush to protect kids when you can sit around debating procedural matters while more families fall through the cracks? The system didn't fail these girls. It worked exactly as designed, and that is the problem. It worked how it's set up, and it didn't protect the right person. Right now, Travis Decker is somewhere in the Cascade Mountains, using every bit of his ranger training to evade capture. Authorities think he's moving north along Highway 97 corridor, trying to make it to Canada. They're closing popular hiking areas. They've warned residents to lock up their properties and basically turn the entire region into a massive manhunt zone. Schools have increased security. Counselors are working overtime with traumatized classmates at Lincoln Elementary, where the girls went to school, where those little classmates of theirs will never see their friends again. And parents are left to try and explain why those little girls' daddy took their life. The community has raised over $1 million for Whitney, which is beautiful, but also heartbreaking, because no amount of money brings back Peyton, Evelyn, and Olivia. There's a growing memorial at Wenonachi's Memorial Park where people leave flowers and stuffed animals and probably wonder how this happened in their town. How a father could do this, how a system could let them down so badly. And here's what makes me angriest about this whole damn thing. Every single person who touched this case professionally will go home to their families tonight. Judge Jordan will probably sleep fine in his bed, maybe check the news tomorrow to see if they caught Travis yet. The Washington State Patrol officers who denied the Amber Alert will clock out at the end of their shifts. The VA administrators who couldn't find funding for medical health services or mental health services will attend their budget meetings and shake their heads about limited resources. But Whitney Decker will never tuck her daughters into bed again. She'll never hear them laugh or watch them grow up or embarrass them at their weddings, because everyone involved chose to follow protocol instead of following common sense. They chose to protect a system instead of protecting three little girls who just wanted to spend the weekend with their dad. The search continues as I record this. If you're in Washington State, especially near Blewett Pass or along Highway 97, keep your eyes open. The recording time of this is 11:19 a.m. Central on June 11th of 25. Travis Decker is considered armed and extremely dangerous. Shocking, I know, given that nobody seemed to think he was dangerous when it actually mattered. Don't approach him. Call 911 immediately. Tap him off a cliff. Sink a cheetah on him. But you don't want to risk your own safety. Tips can go to the U.S. Marshals at 1-800-336-0102. But here's my real tip. If you know someone going through a custody battle with a partner showing warning signs, don't wait for the system to protect those kids. Document everything. Push harder. Raise hell. But don't go into the system with no evidence. Don't go, well, they're a horrible person, and because I say it, no. See this thing? It has a recording device on it. It has two, actually, video and audio. Use it. I don't give a shit what your state's law is. Use it. Document, document, document. It's the best thing a court wants when it comes to cases like this. Otherwise, it's he said, she said, and you know what? Judges are human too, and sometimes they don't know how to make the best of decisions in those cases, because guess what? People can be manipulative and make shit up about the other partner just to have custody of the kids. But when you have one that has an active BPD diagnosis and the other cornucopia of problems this man is going through, the judge knew better. So judge, these little girls' blood is on your hands, and I hope you see their faces every night in your dreams as you go to sleep and go, maybe I could have been a better judge. Maybe I should step down from the bench after effing this one up the way I did. Maybe drive-through at Hardee's is a better option for me. The professionals who are supposed to safeguard children, they're too busy checking boxes to see the obvious. You need to do this yourself. Do not rely on a system to protect you or your children. They will not do it. It's not made to do it. Like I said, it's designed to work exactly as it just did. The system itself is flawed. It is not broken. It is flawed fundamentally in the way it operates. It needs to be broken because it's operating as directed right now, and it's not doing its job. And if you think your partner is possibly posing that kind of a danger to your children, don't let them get in the car. Let them call the police. Delay it out as much as you can, because clearly the guy with the BPD, the guy with the PTSD, the guy that's living in his truck, the guy that had been taking the girls to go sleep at wherever it was, the VA hospital, or I forgot the name of the place, but it was around all these other random men who are also homeless sleeping there. Trust me, the court's not going to side there when their feet are held to the fire. And unfortunately, this mother learned that the hard way. She wanted to have the best of hopes. This couldn't happen. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Until it's not. And I'm not blaming her whatsoever. She was put in a corner where there's nothing she can do that was going to be technically right by the system, and nothing that was going to be technically right by her girls. She tried to trust the system, and the system allowed her children to be murdered by their father. Three little girls are dead because nobody wanted to be the one to say a father shouldn't have access to his kids. And it can work the other way around. I've done it on the opposite way. Three girls are dead because we've decided that biological rights matter more than behavioral red flags. Travis Decker allegedly murdered his daughters 12 days ago, and he's still out there. But the system that enabled him, that's still functioning exactly as intended. And that should terrify all of us more than any fugitive in the woods. Tell me your thoughts in the comments section here on YouTube. I would love to hear them. Also, be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage on this and the many cases we're following for you here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, want to find us on YouTube, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Hug your kids. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.